What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, a friend of the show, Southern Indiana, out of Evansville, my guy, Coach Stan Girard, and the Boss Man Show. Stan, what's good, my good brother?
What's good, my guy? How you feeling, man?
Man, loving life, man. All season, brother. I'm loving it.
Amen. 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 We about to gear up in a couple weeks, man, but all season's been good, man. Had a chance to sit back, relax a little bit, not enough, but, you know, I took what I can get, man.
No doubt. Let me ask you, Stan, man, with where the NIL is and the portal is, man, like, how is it difficult for guys at the OVC level trying to make sure you get guys that can get guys a little bit of NIL money? Because I know it's tough for you guys, with guys getting bought for millions of dollars up mid-major level and higher. So the guys at the OVC level, how is it for you, man, trying to put together a roster these days, man?
Man, it's, you know, a lot of I call turns and U-turns because you know how it is. You think you got a kid – figured out from a financial standpoint, and the big boys can come in at the 12th hour and offer this kid probably double or triple of what you offer, and then he's gone. But, you know, everybody has a price, of course, and I respect the heck out of it, you know, but we in the OVC as coaches, we just got to do our homework and navigate through the guys that we think we can get. You know, sometimes you try to outkick your coverage and get some guys you know you can't get on, and hopefully you can steal one or two in the portal, but it's been fun navigating through this stuff, man, because it's a lot of highs and lows, ups and downs, and a lot of late night conversations, a lot of early morning conversations. But, you know, through it all, this is what we all signed up for, you know what I mean? And it's exciting to do.
No doubt, man. Do you feel like you're almost like an NBA GM now, where you're trying to put together a roster with salary cap and figure out how to fit this guy into the budget?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you go through and you look at market value of some of these kids, especially the bigs, man. You go through and look at this stuff and see what, you know, other guys from the same league or different leagues are making from a earning standpoint. And as coaches, you got to, you know, throw a number out there because sometimes you get one shot at it. If you throw a number that's too low at a kid that he's not in tune with, you never know. That could end the conversation pretty quickly. So, you know, as a GM in the NBA, you know, I'm sure those guys – do their homework. They have a lot of guys working for them at this level. It's just myself and my assistant coaches, and we're just trying to figure out the numbers and make sure we put a respectful offer to a potential student athlete.
And Stan, what I see now, man, like the basketball piece for you is easy. That's the easy part of it, but you got to deal with agents down, parents, lawyers, intermediaries. Like, I know how it is in the NBA. I see it every day, but for you guys, the college level is a little different, man. Like, the basketball part is easy. To come on the show with me is easy, but this is the other part that takes up all your time now.
Yeah, and that's what people, you know, outside the business don't realize. Some of my best friends, like, what are you doing now? I'm talking now to, like you said, man, agents, GMs, lawyers, personal trainers, personal assistants. You know, you got some guys, they got a whole team because they want to put the right people around them to make sure, you know, they're going to get what they're worth. And like I said, I respect that. But, you know, used to back in the day, used to be able to go on the phone and make, you know, 5 or 10, 15 calls a day. You're lucky to get 3 or 4 out of the way with one kid because you got to go through so many channels to, you know, make sure you're touching every aspect of the potential student athlete's life.
No doubt, brother. And this summer, man, I mean, you get the team together, man. Everybody wants what they want. So talk about getting these guys on the same page early in the summer doing workouts. Say that we're about this year being where our feet are right now, trying to build this thing up the right way, turn this thing around where we want to win in OVC.
Right. You know, in OVC, of course, you look at the makeup of the OVC. Everybody, every year, the past few years have been pretty much just restructuring your roster because of the portal. And, you know, in our case, you know, we're bringing in 12 new guys this year. Last year was 10. The year before that was 11. The year before that was 8. And so I think the biggest thing, you know, when you go back as a coach and see what you can do different, you know, for me, I want to make sure, you know, this summer when our guys get in a couple of weeks, that we do more team bonding things on the off the basketball court, rather, just to build that brotherhood. You know, we went so fast last year and jumped right into basketball. We lost sight of what was important, and that's the brotherhood that, you know, I just heard you a second ago say you're about to hang out with some of your teammates from 1988, you know, back in the day. That's a joke. You're not that old, man. That's my age. But, you know, we got to get back. You know, just do a great job this summer and, you know, make sure that, you know, guys are in tune with each other, you know, off the basketball court. I think we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
It's still like when you played, when I played, when we played, we knew it'll be at least 3 or 4 years minimum. Like, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, now guys, it's pretty much a 1 year JUCO team every year. So being becoming a one, our brotherhood's more and more important because, like, these dudes, I'm gonna go hang out with the dudes I knew from freshman orientation, most of them, or they was there when I got there, you know? So if we all had the same common goal, and now it's like, I won't mind. I want to get where I want to get to, but we have to be doing this together. If we all put take a little bit of ourselves and put it in this pot, we can really win big. We all get paid. We all eat.
Right. You got to swallow your egos in some cases. You know, I was a part of a team here at USI back in, 1995, won the national championship. And I was coming off of a great year, a national player of the year award. And we bought some guys in, Cortez Barnes, prime example. He came in from the University of Tennessee. In the beginning, I didn't see coach's vision in terms of why he was there because I felt like I was a man. But, you know, Cortez helped us win a national championship, you know. And it took me – it took a while, don't get me wrong, but it took me, you know, just understanding it wasn't about me, it was about the team. And, you know, we as coaches got to do that this year to make sure our guys understand, like, if we win, we all succeed, you know what I mean? And it's not an individual thing. We got to make sure that everybody's on the same page, not just who's going to get the most money or score the most points. We got to be in tune with each other holistically, you know, off the basketball court, walking past each other in the hallways, and we got to have some good vibes around here, man, and that's what's been missing the past couple of years.
No doubt, man. You're right about that, brother. Like you said, man, like the OVC is not what it used to be, and we all know that, but it's like I said, it's various opportunity in the league. You know, I remember when I was around, it was crazy. Yeah. Moorhead was crazy. Belmont was crazy. When I was there, it was the Kenneth Fareed years. So it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's fun, man. It's fun to see what you all do. Because, see, you all pulling a show up there in Southern Indiana. Like, a lot of schools don't do that in the OVC. Y'all put a show on every night. See, we got the band TSU. Y'all got the show. Y'all got the show up there in Evansville.
Hey, man, y'all got the band, man. We that band, you guys got a nice band down there, man. And I just know when we played Tennessee State a couple of years ago, I couldn't talk in my timeouts because it was so loud, you know. And you guys don't get it twisted, brother. You put a show on down there too as well, but our show's a little different than you guys. You guys are HBCU, and I love your show. I'm sure everybody loves our show too as well. But our administration does a good job of making sure it's very entertaining here. And that's what we're trying to get to and keep that rolling so we can generate some different fan base, a younger fan group to, you know, for our guys to play in front of, but also give our guys a chance to understand the importance of it's not just about basketball.
No doubt, man. The community of Evansville loves basketball. You know, it's a great basketball community. The Four Centers are great place to play the OPC tournament at. And so, man, talk about just Evansville, how it's growing, man, and having UE there as well, and just having the fans of the Tri-State area come out there and support you guys, because you're right there in a great spot to get fans off from three different states to come support you.
Yeah, the third largest city in the state of Indiana, Evansville. You know, we're a couple hours from St. Louis, a couple hours from Indy, a couple hours from Nashville, a couple hours from Louisville, Kentucky. So we're in a great location as far as proximity. The people of Evansville are very passionate about the game of basketball, and you love that. And I just remember, again, I'm always referencing back to my days when I played, when Bruce Pearl was coaching here. It was very passionate back then, but it's even more passionate now that we're Division One. You know, I remember we made the jump to Division One. We had a great following, but we made the jump to Division One. That following just almost doubled because of the love for USI and its rich tradition.
No doubt, man. I remember y'all winning back in the day, man, when it was D2, man. Y'all was a powerhouse, man. And let me ask you, man, how has it been for you guys going from D2 to D1 at transition? It can't be easy to do that. So talk about that for fans who understand how hard it's go from D2 to D1 transition, where you can't really go to the tournament, stuff like that. Kind of what changed for you guys when you went from D2 to D1, for those who don't remember that?
Well, people don't realize that the transition from Division 2 to Division 1, you know, you wonder, everybody wonder, what happened? Well, you go through this transition period where you don't qualify for the NCAA tournament. And as you're recruiting guys, you know, it's hard to sell guys on, hey, we only can play in the conference tournament, that's it. And so that turned a lot of guys off. And that was a 4-year process that we went through. And now we're out of that phase. I'm excited about it. But, you know, when you make your transition, everybody wants to buy you. Everybody wants to come in and play you on homecoming, so to speak, like kind of like what you guys do down there at Tennessee State. But, you know, it is what it is. We knew what we signed up for in terms of as we make this transition. And hopefully this transition now that the probationary period is over, you start seeing some different results from a basketball standpoint. I know for me as a coach, man, it was a grind. You know, I mean, it was hard because I'm used to winning. You know, when I was at Indianapolis, we had a great winning percentage, you know, consecutive years in the NCAA tournament. And now you make this jump to Division One, you got to, you know, start over and start to, you know, build from scratch, basically, in terms of just trying to, you know, keep this community sane because they want to win. Luckily, the administration understood what was at stake in terms of the probationary period. But now, you know, that caps off our head. Now it's time to put up a shut up for us. And this is the time. The time is now. But I'm glad we threw that process. I'm glad as an alum here at USI, I was able to take us through that process. And now it's time for some different results. I'm excited about it.
No doubt, man. And like I said, it's a beautiful campus you got up there, man. Because I rode by when I was in town for the tournament. I rode by both your campuses to see how Evansville looks and how USI looks. It's a nice campus, man. And it's right. It's not that far. I was able to speed to my house and get to my house at 208. But from Evansville, I was happy.
208, how fast you driving, man? 208.
Yeah.
Man.
I was rolling, brother.
Man, I don't do that. Yeah, I know. 208, you rolling. Yeah. I make that drive quite a bit. 208, you was rolling.
Yeah, I was rolling, man. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, being from Atlanta, I might even see an open road, man.
Guys
started open road.
You're doing that penny round, man. You can go.
Yeah, so, but now I like it, man. It was nice up there. Like I said, I'm about to come and see you when I'm in town this summer, go up there and hang out with you, man, because it was definitely on the rise, man. And for your guys, man, about the education you can get from there. I feel like for me, my business group in TSU was why I'm on radio with you right now, because I learned how to run my own business. So how about how important getting a degree, and how getting, I got my MBA too. So how important that is to guys still get education, because I'm a prime example of, I was an athlete, but I still use my degree now. I'm using it right now while I'm on the phone with you. You know?
Yep. Same. And I'm in that same boat, man. And we tell guys from day one on the recruiting visit or on the Zoom calls with parents, if you don't want to graduate, go somewhere else, because I don't want guys to come to USI with no intention of graduating. You're a student athlete first, not an athlete student. And a degree is a degree, man, no matter where you get it from, whether it's TSU, USI, man. I want to see our young men, you know, walk across that stage, what I call the finish line. You know, basketball is not going to go on forever. You can't dribble that thing forever, man. You can't play football forever. You got to have something to fall back on. And why waste years in college participating as a student athlete without that piece of paper? And, you know, with the landscape of college basketball now, you know, with this five-year rule, you're going to see a lot of kids, you know, hopefully pursuing that master's degree now, because you think about summer school for 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, once you enter that last year, you can start pursuing a master's degree if that rule passes. So that's going to be a great thing for our student athletes. It's going to be great for institutions to, you know, continue to graduate young men and women. And that's also going to bring some revenue back to your teams, because, you know, as these young men and women graduate, they're going to give back, you know what I mean? And we got to make sure as coaches that, you know, we help everybody have a great experience, so that when the time comes, when they are financially stable, to give a little something back. It don't have to be a lot. We'll take a lot, but every dollar counts, you know what I mean? And it's our job as coaches to make sure these guys have a great experience, whether they're playing or not, you know what I mean? Some people look at playing as a great experience. It's not just about playing. That enhances it. I'm sure that's most of it, but there's more to it. You know, you have life off the court in this Evansville community with the two universities here. So many things to do, so many dining options for you. And like you said, we have 10,000-11,000 students here, and we got a great setup here, and I'm proud of it.
And Stan, like, also having guys come back to campus, because for me, meeting Anthony Mason and Carlos Rogers while I went to TSU as a five-year-old.
Right.
That's what got me to, because they sent me to, because my daddy wouldn't be in trouble. They sent me out of town to go to camp in Nashville, TSU. So yeah. I met Carlos Rogers, Anthony Mason, which is what kept me in my mind all these years. I liked it up there when I was five. Yeah. So those summer camps coaches have are very important, because going to Frank Allen's camp is why I went to TSU. Why I'm here right now, why I'm standing in Nashville right now. You know, because as a five-year-old, meeting them two dudes in the NBA gave me hope. As we do with poor from Atlanta.
And that's all you need. You got to have somebody to, you know, look up to and give you the hope that you receive to get to where you are. I remember coming here to USI back in the day, man. There was guys that were here, Stephon Jackson, Deron Hebron. They gave me hope, you know what I mean? They didn't make it to the NBA, but when those guys walked around this campus, man, they were like rock stars. And I'll never forget walking. I'm like, I want to be like those guys when I come here, man. And I was able to do that. You know, it wasn't easy. You know, you worked for it, but, you know, just walking around a campus, man, and seeing, you know, young men and women, you know, look like God's greatest gift sometimes because of what they're doing on the basketball court or the softball field or volleyball court. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we are athletes. We're in a fraternity of our own, and that's something I don't take lightly.
No doubt, man. And like you said, man, so important. Like, you know, for me, I told you we was hanging out. Like, I was a ball boy for the Hawks. I was a bat boy for the Braves. So, been on all these dudes, man, gave me hope that even though I'm going to slums, I can still, if I apply myself, I can make it. And I had people in the corner who wanted to push me. So it's very important that we pay it forward to young men like myself to get where I am today, because without the people who pushed me, I wouldn't be here today. So that's very important. I hope people hear this, understand that, hey, paying it forward is great to help a young man out, give a guy a new perspective, or a young lady as well, to achieve a dream and do what we're doing now. You coaching them in the radio.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. And it's recruiting, man. You guys come and go. And we just lost a kid last night with his recruiting. And I thought he committed. You know, we were in. And luckily, you know, we had a great relationship. He texted me last night and said he was going to go somewhere else. I think he was expecting a reaction out of me. You know what I mean? And I told a young man, listen, man, this is a business. I understand. I said, but the beauty of all this is you're in college. You're going to school, whether you're playing for me or not. I'm just happy to see you, you know, pursuing your dream on the basketball court to go play, even though it's not here. You're still going to pursue your dream. Luckily, he's not an OVC, but he's playing college basketball. He's chasing his dream. And that's all you can ask for, is to see these young men and women grow from a personal standpoint, to make not just themselves better, but their communities, our country, and everyday walks of life better.
No doubt, brother. I'm going to see you real soon, man. When the Braves go on that road trip mid-June, I'm going to come up there and see you guys, man, because I got a 9-day home staying, but after that, they on the road. So
I got a pizza spot for you. The spot we went to in Georgia, man, that place was nice, man. I appreciate that, man. That's on my food list. I'm a foodie. And that's back on my list when I head back that way. But when you come here, I got a spot for you too, man. So let's make sure we link up.
And I got a seafood spot for you. I don't know if you like it or not, but the name is horrible, bro. It's called, in Atlanta, it's called 6 Foot Under. The name is terrible. But the folks,
I'm over. I'm okay. I try it. I check it out.
Yeah, we got to go over there. Let's go over there on Memorial Drive in Grand Park. We have to go over there too and check it out.
Okay, bet. I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, brother. Hey,
I'll be back in a couple of weeks, man. We'll do it.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy.
All right, man. God bless you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.